Happy 72nd birthday to Stevie Wonder. WABC Talk Radio 77. Stevie brings us back. On the line with us, we are so pleased to have Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who is also in the leadership. She's chair of the House Republican Conference. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you.
Great to be with you, Beau. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. I am a huge fan of yours. Let me tell you something. you came to my attention early on during your first term. One of the things that you did was go out yourself and raise money to recruit candidates and help other expand this party. You brought in so many qualified women and other candidates in this party. It is remarkable the work that you have done. So I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, thanks, Beau. I'm so proud of our incredible House Republican members of Congress. And this last election cycle, we had the most diverse class ever elected. That included a historic number of women. That included Hispanic Americans, Black Americans who were proud Republican candidates. And what's exciting, Beau, is going into the midterms, we're going to even have a stronger class of candidates for this historic election coming up in November.
What do you think our chances are, the Republican Party's chances are, coming up in the midterms?
Well, certainly, I always take nothing for granted. My constituents will tell you that. We run hard on my record of results in my district, and we encourage all candidates and my incumbent colleagues to do that. But the fact of the matter is that we are going to see a red wave, I believe, and Democrats know that. They're running for the hills. That's why you see such a high number of Democrat House members retiring. And, you know, news of the day, if you look at the outcomes last night, we saw historic Republican primary turnout across the board. If you look at the state of North Carolina, even the unaffiliated voters, 50% for Republicans in terms of casting their ballots, highest turnout ever. So I think we're going to have a great, great opportunity to win back the House, to flip the Senate, to save this country. Because look, Joe Biden's policies are failing. We are seeing historic inflation, the highest in my lifetime, gas prices that make records every single day with how high they are. We're seeing a border crisis, a national security crisis. You know, the list goes on and on of all these failures.
A baby food formula. Who could ever believe that in the United States of America, American parents would have to scrounge, travel for hours to try to find baby formula for their children, while yet in facilities that house illegal immigrants, those facilities are stocked to the brim? Who would believe this is possible?
It is hard to believe that that is the fact. United States of America. That certainly sounds like a third world country. And we know as Americans, it's unacceptable. I was proud to lead the effort speaking out against Joe Biden and the fact that they have mishandled and absolutely tried to brush this crisis under the rug. And you want to know why I care so much about it? Not only because I'm hearing directly from constituents, but I'm a new mom. I am a proud mom of my 9-month-old son, Sam, and he is formula fed. And I started noticing that the shelves became more and more bare. And when there was the announcement in February of the closure of the Sturgis, Michigan plant, I reached out to the FDA, wrote a letter saying, you know, what is the plan for making sure that we have safe access to formula? And also, you know, what is the plan to make sure that we have appropriate supply? We got no response until just last week, Bo. So think about how incompetent Joe Biden's FDA is. Last week, I was proud to lead the House Republicans blasting this administration for their failure to address this crisis. And it was effective because Joe Biden, the president of the United States, had to scramble, change his schedule that day, and get on the phone with the formula manufacturers. They should have done that months ago. And we are working on making sure that we will have a bill that I will be proud to lead to make sure that we're addressing all of the mishandling from the FDA so this never happens again.
Thank goodness. I have to ask you about something that I wish I didn't. These obscene, outrageous attacks on your character coming from figures in the mainstream media and a thinly veiled attack on Republican, not thinly veiled attack on Republican leadership, because it was an open attack on leadership from Liz Cheney. But I don't know who she's referring to when she claims that after this horrific incident in Buffalo, New York. Now, I was born in Buffalo. I came to New York City when I was one, but I have relatives in Buffalo. In fact, I have a relative that used to live four blocks away from this Top store. I was most likely, I've been to Top stores. I believe I was in that store on more than one occasion. What has happened in that store horrified this entire country. And yet these people on the left have taken after you. They've taken after Tucker Carlson for supposedly touting some replacement theory. But Democrats for the last two decades, and I played sound clips of it yesterday, have been talking about, quote unquote, the browning of America. They have been gleefully saying that the demographics in the country are changing, that whites are going to be in the minority. And yet, in the aftermath of this horrific incident, they choose to come and attack you. I didn't understand it. I don't understand it. And I think that these people, of course, they owe you an apology, which you'll never get. But I don't understand the mean-spirited viciousness of these people coming after you with such BS.
Well, Bo, first of all, as a New Yorker, our not only everyone in our state, but everyone across America mourns for the act of evil, pure evil that was committed and their horrific loss of life. I certainly have never made a racist comment or had anything to do with the shooting in Buffalo. And the fact that the mainstream media is trying to connect my support for securing the border and my opposition to allowing illegal immigrants to vote as somehow related to the mass shooting, it is dangerous, it is disgusting, and it is just not true. And the American people can see through it. But what is most outrageous is it's Democrats themselves. It's left-leaning groups, groups affiliated with the Democratic Party. They have been making a case that demographics are destiny, which is why they want mass amnesty. I'm going to quote the Center for American Progress. They put out a paper in 2013, and it says, quote, supporting real immigration reform that contains a pathway to citizenship for our nation's 11 million undocumented immigrants is the only way to maintain electoral strength in the future. So they're actually saying that one of the reasons they want to pursue mass amnesty is for electoral and political purposes. We've seen this in New York City, in the municipal elections, the fact that they're allowing illegal immigrants to vote. There is nothing racist about wanting a secure border. And in fact, people of all backgrounds agree with that position. There's nothing racist about saying that I oppose amnesty. People of all backgrounds, the vast majority of Americans agree with that position. And it's been shameful. But the American people are smart. They can see through it, but it is outrageous and just untrue.
You know, Rush used to say that you can tell who the Democrats are frightened of by who they choose to attack. And so I will just say that I firmly believe, at least Stefanik, that they are very frightened of you. They are frightened of your effectiveness. They are frightened of the fact that you know how to connect with average Americans. You speak their language. And you fight on their behalf, and you are not afraid to come out and fight for the American people. And also, I remember back when Donald Trump was under assault, and you stood against this impeachment from the Democrats. They have seen how effective you are. And I believe that is the reason, and a little bit of jealousy from that other party that's on the January 6th committee, that now you're in leadership and she isn't. But I just found this whole thing to be, it just makes me want to vomit to see the way that they've come after you. And I'm so happy that you don't seem affected by it, but instead are still standing firm, telling the truth about who these people are, what they've said, and what they represent.
It's because they can't win on the issues, Bo. They are smearing and pursuing character assassination, let alone how shameful it is that they're politicizing this horrific tragedy at a time of mourning and trying to unite the country. They're doing the exact opposite. It's no wonder that they're this level of desperation. They are so far underwater on every issue, including immigration. Joe Biden is negative 25 when it comes to his approval rating on immigration. So they see that their policies are out of touch, so they will do anything, and that includes smearing others. It's very sad in this country. It's a sad state of the mainstream media. But I always say the American people are smart. They can see through it. But I will tell you, my constituents, they are outraged at this media assault. They are outraged at these lies. And voters of all political parties are going to be energized to vote this November to save this country from this far left destruction we've seen across the board.
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, thank you so much for joining us. Please come back in the future. Keep us posted as to what you're doing and what the party is doing. We are so happy that you are in leadership. We are so happy that you are connecting with the American voters out there and working on their behalf. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'll definitely be back.